It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, art, entertainment, food, topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And a big yo, yo, yo going out to all of our BTS Mix listeners. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. It's good to have you with us. This is BTS Mix Show number 22. I hope that you've had a good summer so far. Not a good summer for some folks, though, Doc. It's just, it's like they let the crazies out of the loony bin this week.
There has been some pretty wild stuff in the news lately, and I guess none other tops this story out of Canada, and I think we all have read something or at least have heard something about this to one extent or another. But apparently up in Canada, and this was actually posted in the Breaking General News Forum by Y to Light, and this is a young man traveling on a Greyhound bus for Winnipeg late last Wednesday, was stabbed to death and then decapitated in what appears to be a random act of violence, witnesses said. And I know when I first read this, I just sat there with my jaw dropped for easily 10 or 15 minutes. I could not believe what I was reading. And, you know, as more and more and more comes out about this story, it just, it gives you the heebie-jeebies. It's pretty unreal.
One of those typical stories. Oh, he was a nice guy. He was very quiet. But then he pulls out this huge hunting knife. The guy is evidently not doing anything to him. He's just kind of minding his own business. The next thing he knows, he's being stabbed to death and then decapitated, gutted. And then, I guess, news came out, this guy had started eating the guy's flesh. I was like, oh my gosh, what set this guy off? Is there, I mean, was there like a dormant gene of nutcase or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to wonder if, you know, they're going to look through this guy's house and just find, you know, hundreds of bodies somewhere, you know, buried in a cellar somewhere, or some sort of evidence that he's been up to. I just can't imagine that some man lives his life and he's just sitting on a bus one day and all of a sudden pulls out a knife and is capable. It's one thing, you know, to go into a violent rage and you stab someone and you know, you'll obviously go to jail and you'll pay the price. And I think most people who have a fit like that feel genuine remorse at some point or another and feel guilty for what they did. But to take this violent crime to the extreme that it went to is absolutely astronomical. I can't even quantify the level of nuttiness that's involved with this, because, you know, and like Spencer said, you know, we just keep learning more about this. First, we found out he decapitated the guy, then he's trying to eat the guy. And now I read something in the news today that the guy was using the guy's head as a bowling ball at one point before the police could come and take care of this guy. And you just have to wonder where did that nutty gene come from? Really, really outrageous news.
It was Michael Douglas falling down. Remember that movie when the guy's just a regular quiet office worker and just one day snaps and that's it. And then it's like, why? And then you hear about a copycat killing. I guess it happened in Greece, Doc, where a guy did this to his girlfriend, cut her head off and is walking around telling people to stay away from him. What is up with the world that we live in today? It's a scary, freaky place when you can be just sitting, minding your own business. And the next thing you know, you're being attacked by a nutcase. And it's sad. And our hearts and prayers go out to the family of the victim. My gosh. And even the family of the guy that did this. I mean, they're probably freaked out by this whole situation, too.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be a mess just for everybody involved with it. I mean, there's no pretty way that this will end. And you know, I definitely feel bad for the family of the victim. And yeah, wow. I think that's really all you can say about it.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, you run across something like this and you go, how do you quantify that? How do you try to wrap your brain around something like that? And it's tough. So instead, we laugh about things. And so we shall do so now, Doc. Let's jump over to the general entertainment discussion. Man makes lifelike body parts out of bread at a bakery in Thailand.
Yeah, and this comes to us from Cal Coast Seeker. And apparently there's this guy who keeps a sense of humor about, you know, eating body parts. And he's making what appear to be very, very, and you have to get on the thread to check this picture out, but very lifelike looking heads of people. But they're completely made out of bread, and they even have little drops of blood, and they're sitting in metal pans. And I mean, they're I guess, you know, fantastic pieces of bakery art, if that's a category of art. They're very impressive. I don't know how tasteful, but no pun intended, but certainly very interesting.
Yeah, definitely don't carry one of these on the bus in Canada. This guy evidently has a master's degree in fine arts and now makes lifelike body parts out of bread. This is in Thailand, but you really do need to see the photo on this. Very disturbing looking. It does look like people's heads on a plate, on a platter. And I don't know how you'd serve it, but it'd be, you know, definitely a conversation starter at the next party that you had, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is that head doing on the table there? Looks delicious. I have to get some of that.
We'll have a dessert of monkey brains.
This is creepy. All right. From creepy to weird. All right. We're going to jump off that thread and go right into breaking general news. Paris Hilton's mom takes offense at John McCain's humor. Doc, this, of course, came out this week. Evidently, they had donated $4,600. This is originally posted by Keyhole, by the way. And this is not a huge amount. $4,600, I mean, that's pocket change to the Hiltons. But then John McCain turns around and, in a slamming ad against Obama, takes Britney Spears, takes Paris Hilton and Obama and says, just celebrities. You know, they're not really fit to lead, blah, 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 blah. And the parents took offense at that.
Yeah, well, she's and this comes in from Keyhole, and Mrs. Hilton apparently is quoted as saying, "It is a complete waste of the country's time and attention at the very moment when millions of people are losing their homes and their jobs, you know, and it is a completely frivolous way to choose the next president of the United States." Like, shut up. This falls into the generally stupid category. I mean, come on, give me a break. First of all, apparently you're totally comfortable with the fact that your daughter released a sex tape of herself just so she could become a celebrity. You didn't seem to have any qualms with that. There weren't any, you know, quotes coming out saying that, you know, I do not respect this and my daughter made a very poor choice and da 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 da. No, nothing about that. Of course, it's only when he uses her after she donated some money. This is just absolutely ridiculous, and I can't even believe, first of all, that McCain made such a stupid ad, because it is a stupid ad, and I think it is a waste of time and money. But then for someone, you know, it's like, oh, geez, can we start any more drama? And what does Kathy Hilton know about losing homes? What does she know about mortgage foreclosures? What does she – they own the largest hotel chain in the United States and abroad. I mean, give me a break. Boo-hoo. Shut your face, and if you don't want to vote for McCain, then don't vote for him. You know, take it home and keep it to yourself.
And by the way, he's not giving the money back, just in case you're wondering. It's already spent. He's not giving the money back, yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, wouldn't it be hilarious if some of that direct money went to making the commercial for the... That'd be just the ultimate slap in the face.
That would have been ironic. Well, I guess he could have used, you know, clips from her already produced. No, probably that wouldn't be arable. But anyway, so yeah, I agree with you, Doc. Great way to put it. And we'll be back with more of the BTS Mix Show right after this.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC.
All right, welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And I know for sure, after I've had a few beers, I like to log on to BTS, check out some of the forums. And, you know, I always am a little bit more lively, of course, after a few beers. And now, for those of you who would like to enjoy a few spirits and hop onto the site, there's a great new thread for you here on BTS, and it's called DATS. It's the Drunks Above Top Secret, and it's kind of like a bar and grill, like a little melting pot of sorts where you can come in and share some of your drunken stories and have a good time. And this comes in from Zameless. And Spencer, I got to tell you, man, this is a really cool idea. I'm really digging this whole thing. And Zameless even went as far as to create this really neat little logo and picture of it for DATS. And I highly recommend checking this out. This is pretty cool stuff.
The Theater of the Mind. And this is a great thread for that, too. As you look through here, you'll see more and more posts of some great stuff. Andelin goes through a whole just a commentary, a narration of what's going on in the bar. And this is like starting about page 4 in this, and just continues and continues. And it's nice to see it's creative. And then you kind of see where people's trains of thought go and the thing, different relationships that start to form. It's a great thread. I love this thread. And by the way, Given May, I love your new avatar, by the way, Miss BTS.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, of course, Given May is our Miss BTS currently. And probably, in about 26 weeks or so, we'll have to have another contest. But she's the reigning queen for now.
Oh, yeah. Love it. So if you like the Theater of the Mind, if you like to create your own character, maybe, or just kind of jump into the entire thread and the conversation and insert yourself into the DATS bar, please feel free to do so. Now, again, this is located in the general chit-chat, DATS Drunks. More wine.
Have you been drinking, Mr. Spencer? Have you been drinking?
I've been hanging out at DATS, yeah. Drunks Above Top Secret Bar and Grill. That's definitely one to check out.
Absolutely. And another really sweet page that Spencer came across, actually. This is from Tep 2003-77, and it's called The ATS Kid. And you talk about Theater of the Mind. This is some really creative stuff. And he writes in, and of course, this is in the member art forum, which is a great forum. You can go in and see some of the art from all of our members here. And it's awesome stuff. I always enjoy going in there and kind of taking a look through the BTS gallery and having a good time with that. But this comes in, he says, I think I'm up for a comic strip dedicated to ATS. I don't know how many I can draw, but I'm hoping to make at least one per week. After joining the comic strip contest, I found out that this was a bit funny. Hardest part is actually having a story. There'll probably be very internal jokes, and some might not understand. If anyone got an idea for a joke, please post it here or send me a UTU. I hope you all like them. And there's some great little caricatures here of kids who are on ATS or doing different things on the computer, and they're very, very creative and really well thought out.
I'm thinking that the second ATS Kid cartoon is a definite takeoff on Jedi Miller. Even Jedi Miller comments, uh-huh, Jedi Bud, huh? But you've got to see it. I mean, the artwork looks great. Also, though, may we make a suggestion? If you're going to do it for ATS, please feel free to do it, because it kind of fits into BTS, too. I mean, you can do some kind of conspiracy stuff, but please feel free to come on BelowTopSecret.com and post those, too, because, everybody loves to deny boredom at the workplace or at home or wherever, and that's a great way to do it. Thumbs up to you. Your artwork looks great, and can't wait to see more of your work.
Yeah, very, very cool stuff. And again, check out the member art section, because it's a real blast, and some very talented people on here. It doesn't shock me, but it always just amazes me how much talent is sitting on the site and people who are willing to contribute and share. And it's just a really kind of great environment for all of that. So thumbs up to all the artists and all the people who contribute and keep up the good work, for sure.
Yeah, you guys are some talented folks. Even your podcast. By the way, we've got a great section for podcasting. If you'd like to do your own podcast, we have members that do that all the time. There are member videos that you can post. And don't forget, if you'd like to be on the BTS Mix Show, we'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to put you on the show. Tell us about what you love about Below Top Secret. And, of course, what you love about us. Because, we need all the perks we can get. Right, Doc?
That's right. It helps me sleep at night. And it gives me something to wake up for in the morning.
Now, Doc, jumping to the next thread. Before then, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had one of these controlling, just over-the-top bully bosses that you've had to deal with at work?
Yeah, man. The first job I ever had, I think I was like 14 or 13. And it's funny because it kind of parallels the story of the thread we're about to go into. But I had this guy, and I worked in the produce section, and it was my very first job ever. And I was the guy, who weighed the produce and stocked the produce and did all that stuff and put the labels on and did all that. And there was this guy, he was the produce manager or whatever. And he's like, I need you to shuck, 12 or 13 cases of corn. And I said, it's not a problem. And, so I'm sitting there shucking the corn. And I realize as I'm shucking the corn that I have a really bad, apparently, a skin allergy to the corn husks, not the actual corn itself. I can eat corn all day long and it doesn't do anything, well, except for affect the back end stuff, but that's a whole different story. And so I'm sitting there and I'm shucking all this corn. And by about the third case, I just get this entire rashy welt up and down my arm. And I go to him and I'm like, hey, man, you know, can I either get something to put over this or not shuck corn and have somebody else do it? You know, and I'll be glad to go off and do some other job or task or whatever you need me to do. And he's like, no, you will sit there and you will shuck that corn. I don't care if you're bleeding from the arm. You will keep on doing that. And I'm like 14. I just got the job. I don't want to lose a job right away. Like, what does that say to, you know, for my self-respect and my, you know, what does that say to my parents? And I've got all this pressure on me. So I just kept shucking that corn, man. And by the end, my left arm literally looked like Swamp Thing. It was really nasty. And I was like, oh, I really got to go get this looked at. And that can't be sanitary, man. That can't be cool, you know. Like, I can't even believe he made me keep on doing that. But he was a total bully. And I'll never forget that guy, man. What a dangus.
Yeah, and it's horrible to have to deal with that. I mean, it's not that your life doesn't already have a lot of stress in it, but then to add something on top of that, where you have maybe a control freak or a bully at the workplace, it'll just drive you crazy. Of course, you know, some people take the weird step of actually unloading on these people literally, but that's not worth it. It's just a job. You can always find something different, and it's okay. It's okay. Unfortunately, most people quit companies because of bosses, not necessarily because of companies. And a friend of mine works at a place where they've got an incredibly, incredibly anal controlling boss. I mean, this guy, and then when he gets in a bad mood, he holds grudges. He's like almost a predator around the workplace. He's got do as I say, not as I do attitude. He'll tell like an employee to do something and that person will do something. But unfortunately, he'll turn around and see the boss doing something completely different that he said, don't do that. And it's a frustrating, it's a mire, it's just, and I feel sorry for him because, bless their hearts, I mean, they're stuck in a situation where they can't get out. They feel, and then morale just drops like crazy. Then productivity drops, and then sick days go up. I think the government just released a survey that said, you know, if you were bullied at work or if you have all these, you know, stress from a bad boss, it increases sick days by 15 a year at least. That's the average. 15 extra sick days a year because of a bad boss and the stress that incurs on the employees. And boy, can you imagine the productivity that's lost on that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to wonder how these, you know, I'll use the term dangus again because it's one of my favorites, how these danguses ever got put into the position of manager or boss in the first place. I mean, those are not, you know, characteristics or traits that you would want someone running a company with. I mean, those are really bad habits, bad techniques, because it's so blatantly obvious that they kill productivity. You don't want to get up and why the hell would you want to get up into work if you know you're just going to get bullied and pushed around all day? And there's nothing you can do about it because he's your boss and he has the capability to fire you if you fire back at him. So, you know, it's just a really, really rough situation. And apparently Xeroxed 88 put this in the rant forum, and I don't blame him, man, because this is kind of some BS as far as I'm concerned. And it's a kind of long post, but I'll get to the short and skinny of it. He says, I've been a bit unsure of whether to post this or not. It's a long story, so I'll try and keep it as short as I can. Basically, I work in a supermarket, as I did with a corn Nazi. I guess we'll call him
a corn Nazi.
with maybe 20 or so other people. The guitarist and ex-bassist of my band work there, too. Anyways, ever since we kicked the now ex-bassist out of the band, the crap has turned sour, especially considering the ex-bassist is a supervisor. Ooh. And that, I think, goes to the old adage of never mix business and pleasure. As his dad, who also happens to be good friends of my boss. I'm a duty manager there. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Which means that whenever the supervisors and managers aren't there, which happens to be quite often, I'm in charge of the store and its staff. For the last few months, I've been really putting in extra effort at work. I've always gone in if somebody is off sick and they are in need of some extra staff and blah, 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 blah. So anyways, on Saturday, I came into work at 8 a.m. with a seriously killer hangover. I didn't complain about it. I was sick once, but I just got on with my work and worked as hard as I would usually do. The boss wasn't happy with me being hungover, but I told him it wasn't affecting my working ability and carried on. I didn't talk to the ex-bassist or his dad because of something that happened the night before when I was out drinking. They knew I was really drunk the night before and how hungover I was. Anyways, by the end of my shift, he asked me to come over to the office for a chat. I won't go into details, but basically the basics of this chat were, apparently I'm a waste of space. Apparently for the last few weeks, everybody's complained about me not working and just standing around. Apparently the work I do is half-arsed and not completed to a high standard. I've been put on a performance monitor system, which will last 3 months. So, and I'm going to just make a corporate jargon translation here of what performance monitor system might mean. It basically means that your boss is going to be riding your ass for 3 months, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I got to tell you, Xerox, you know, it sounds like you're a decent guy. You're putting in the effort. You're putting in the hours. You're getting there on time. You made a mistake. You came into work hungover. And I, by all means, I would never certainly suggest doing that. But we all, you know, we all make a mistake. We all stay out too late one night, you know. But A for effort for going in, man. And you, you know, you didn't call in sick. You went in. You put forth the effort. And this is clearly a vendetta about the ex-basis thing. And that stuff is difficult. And especially, you know, it gets correlated with family. And if your family knows the boss and the boss knows this person and then they get a bad word from you, you know, they'll just make your life a living hell. So, you know, hey, man, hang in there. And if I can give you any advice, I would just say just keep doing what you're doing. You know, as long as you keep your integrity and your pride, then you haven't lost. The second you lose that is when the bully's gotten to you. And even if you end up getting fired for working as hard as you can, you at least kept your pride, you at least kept your integrity. And the next job you go to get on that interview, you'll have a real hell of a story to tell that person, and there's nothing that speaks better at another job interview than a person who has integrity and has stood up for themselves.
You bet.
I mean, you know, don't bring up the whole I was hungover and that's where all this started kind of thing, but you get the drift.
And there's other ways that you can kind of resolve this before it gets too much further. Obviously, there is some friction between you and your bandmates or ex-bandmates. So here's what you can do. You can say, listen, this is something personal. It's more than that. My job performance, it's something personal. Now, is there a way that we can resolve this, or is there something that you're trying to get out of this, like get me to quit or get me fired? Now, that being said, after trying to work this out, having been in this situation before, I would say the best thing you can do first before you do anything else is go to Walmart or some electronic store and get a digital pocket recorder. In other words, one of these tiny little digital recorders. They're handy. They record hours of stuff. And you'd be surprised what people say, blah, 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 you're in a blah, blah, blah. And all it takes is just a few well-placed words. And more than likely, people will open up and tell you what kind of jerks they are. And when they do, at least you can go to the HR department and go, this is a personal matter. Now, if you don't want to go that route, then you can probably start looking for another job right now and at least have something on standby. So when these guys do decide to drop the hammer on you after making your life a living hell, because they'll do that first. They want to make you suffer, and then they want to boot you out. So get something else lined up right away. And when you're big and successful with your band and you're making tons of money, you can look back on this day and go, ha, 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 you guys are jerks and I'm a millionaire. So,
yeah, and you can buy that grocery store and fire their asses right away.
Sweet.
That is sweet justice right there. That is sweet, sweet justice.
Hey, I'm working with that. All right, we'll be back with more of the BTS Mix Show right after this.
Question. What does the NSA, CIA, OSI, MI6, U.S. Secret Service, NASA, the Pentagon, EPA, the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, FEMA, the U.S. Department of State, the United States Navy, the United States Marines, the U.S. Army, United States Air Force, the United Kingdom House of Lords and House of Commons, Buckingham Palace, Forbes Magazine, Time, The New York Post, The Wall Street Journal, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, CNBC, to name just a small few, have in common. Answer? These plus thousands of others have registered members and constant visitors to all three sites on the Above Network LLC. AboveTopSecret.com, BelowTopSecret.com, and AbovePolitics.com. Get smart. Be part of the revolution that is being heard around the world.
Something's gone wrong inside me. What if I'm becoming bad?
Welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock, and we are certainly getting the bad out of ourselves here on the BTS Mix Show. We're going to hop right back in here to a forum, you know, that we don't really visit that often. But I always find it to be a very interesting forum because there is certainly something to be said about the human mind's ability to predict certain things, the human mind's ability to foresee certain things, experience deja vu. And I think we've all experienced at least one point in our lives when something has happened that we just couldn't quite explain. Either our minds told us something, it was our instinct, something happened where we said, whoa, you know, something very, very interesting just happened there. And so I always like to go into the Dreams and Personal Predictions forum and check out some of the threads there. And a really interesting one caught our eye this week. And this is from Crank It Up, maybe. I'm not exactly sure. It's an Irish thing, apparently. But Young Daughter's End of the World Dream. And Spencer, you found this one. Tell us a little bit about this.
All right. Let's just go ahead and read the thread, and we'll let everybody kind of see what we're talking about here. Not sure where to post this, so mods, please move where you think it best. And they moved it where they thought best. My daughter woke up this morning and wanted to tell me her strange dream. She was adamant that it was very real. Now, my kid is 15, a typical teenager, plays football, listens to music, fights with her brothers, etc., not interested in world happenings. So, when she told me what she dreamt, I was a little like, whoa, where did that come from? So, here goes a quick version. She was at her grandmother's farm with a few family members, and they heard an almighty bang. Everyone was startled, and her aunt started crying, and everyone huddled together. She looked at the calendar on the wall, and it showed the date of 13/8/8. It was dark outside, and she went out and looked at the sky and saw stars faintly in the sky. The next minute, she said, a bright white whirlpool appeared in the sky and started to suck the stars into it. She could see through the outside and saw people looking up and screaming, being sucked in, buildings, cars, and a carnival that happened to be somewhere was just disintegrating. Earthquakes all over the world. She said then there were triangle ships in the sky and that they were trying to get supplies and store food and making hideouts. She has never had a dream like this before, so it obviously shook her. She never watches anything on TV to do with science or current events unless it has to do with football or sports. Not interested in UFOs, just your typical materialistic, non-spiritual teen. But when she told me, I thought of the LHC at CERN mainly because of the date. Why on earth would she dream this? Could it be a wake-up call for her? Any ideas? Now, for those of you who don't know, the LHC is the big collider that they've built. And one of the things, Doc, that they said about this collider is, well, we want to be able to explore the universe, and we might be able to make some black holes with this thing. And everybody went, what? Wait, what? You make a black hole?
Hold on. What? Make a what?
That's what everybody said. You realize that black holes are not a good thing to have right, like, 10 feet away from you. Or, you know, oh, it'd be tiny. It'd be small. Will they get bigger? And so, anyway, there was actually people, scientists, who filed a lawsuit to keep them this super collider, this huge collider, from firing off. And they resolved that. Said, oh, no, it won't make black holes. It won't be the end of the universe. If it opens up another dimension, it probably won't be like Stephen King's The Mist. No, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. You don't worry about it. We're just going to turn it on. It'll be okay. So, and that's evidently the date when this is all going to fire off. I think it's a very interesting dream.
Well, I think CERN's whole biggest problem was is that they were like, well, there's a 0.0019% chance that a black hole could swallow up the entire planet, but we don't think that's going to happen. You don't say that. If it's that small of a chance, you don't say that. That's where all the lawsuits came from. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, those guys at CERN are no idiots, to be sure. And, you know, wow. This dream is pretty unreal, and if it's true, and if, you know, this person's daughter doesn't have any, like, prior knowledge of this, doesn't have any sort of, contact with this sort of information on a daily basis. You know, my only theory might be that, you know, overheard the parent talking about it and, you know, it just kind of snuck its way into her dream or something.
Yeah, that's possible. Because, I mean, I can sleep on the couch, Doc. I'll be asleep there laying around and I'll have TV on, you know, and I'll start dreaming the most bizarre crap. And then I'll realize when I roll over that they've just talked about it on the news or something like that. And I've gone, oh, okay, that I incorporated that into my dream. So I've had to turn it to the Weather Channel or something innocuous so I don't dream about current events or weird stuff and then start incorporating it in my dream. The other thing, though, which is kind of interesting, and when we started talking about the small chance, it made me flip back to Family Guy's Blue Harvest when Stewie Griffin is asking, as Darth Vader, asking one of his little henchmen, so I wouldn't be doing my job here if, so 99.9%, so anyway, I think it's interesting. It's very possible, though, that she picked a lot of this stuff up maybe in conversations or maybe the TV was on, and they covered the story that way. That happens to me a lot.
Well, I think Pretty Vacant puts one on this. It says, that is God creepy. I really don't have an expert knowledge to offer, just my own opinion. And in my opinion, I effing hope it was not an actual premonition of things to come. And Pretty Vacant, I have to agree with you on that one, because if this you know, collider thing eats up the whole planet, that would be something to see. I'll tell you what. I mean, hell of a way to go. You have to admit that. But I hope they know what they're doing with this thing, and I wish them great caution, great safety, and the best of luck on the 13th of August here. We'll see if they can go on and explore the universe. And keeping in the same topic, because I thought it was interesting that the two theories kind of corresponded, TKing Zero writes in the same forum and says, prediction, terror attack on 8808, which is, of course, the starting of the Olympics. And this is, of course, within 5 days of the collider thing. It says, just a gut feeling. I have nothing really else to say about it. Just call it a gut feeling. I mean, just came to my mind and it won't leave. It will be around the Olympics, as the Olympics is one of the defiant signs of early Western culture. And, you know, who knows? Just today, you know, we usually film our show a little earlier in the week, and there was a 16 Chinese police officers killed by an explosives attack, you know, and they've been trying to cover up other stuff. There was a bomb on a bus and that went off, and, you know, all these other sorts of things. And of course, you know, I mean, it's a major international event, and if, you know, you're trying to blow something or someone up for whatever reason, that's kind of the place to do it. And I hope that, you know, the Chinese have everything under wraps, and I hope, you know, everything goes well there. I mean, I personally, I'm kind of against everything being in China this year. I don't think they deserve to have it there. But that's a whole different story. But regardless of how I feel, I, of course, want everybody to stay safe, and I don't want anybody to get hurt. So TKing Zero, for all of our sakes, I hope that you are truly wrong. And I guess that's true with really any of these, you know, prophecies of doom, where you find them interesting, but you certainly hope that they're wrong and pray that they're not right.
Well, I just want to say thanks, Doc. Now you said something bad about China. They're going to block their internet access. People won't be able to listen to the show there anymore. Wow, great.
Yeah, big Chinese fan base out there in China. Yeah, I get love letters from them all the time.
So I'm laughing about this. I'm watching the hype that's concerning the Olympics, and it will probably be poorly viewed. I mean, people will watch the opening ceremonies and the closing ceremonies, but not to take anything away from our athletes. It's just that's not, you know, everybody's cup of tea, and they have other things to do during the summer. So I don't know if it's going to be that well viewed. And plus, it's in a completely different time zone, and unless you wanted to fly to China, that would be great. All right, I'll leave it at that. Much success to the athletes competing. It's not your fault. just hang in there. It'll all be fine, and watch the buses, which is kind of odd because you don't hear a lot of this stuff happening any other time. But, of course, now that it's on the world stage, you've got every kook and every crazy and every radical group that wants to make a statement and have some publicity, because that's, you know, what they think they want. Let's kill some people and get some publicity. But I'm sure that China doesn't have the same how shall we say, restraint in dealing with these kind of people? In other words, as soon as they catch them, I think the due process will be, we'll process you. So your kidneys go here, your lungs go here, your liver goes here, and then we take a profit.
Yeah, and then we'll sell the rest of you to some other country.
To the dog food companies, yeah. All right, enough of that.
We'll paint one of your organs with lead and sell it to an American child. How about that?
Oh, gosh. Okay, we didn't go there. Yeah. Now they're really not going to let us into the country.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You want to know what my theory is, Spencer? You want to know who I think is behind it?
What's that?
I think it's the Masons.
And so the Masons, they get blamed for everything, Doc.
Well, and rightfully so, because apparently on BTS, all of their secrets were just revealed. So, you know.
Oh, really? Oh,
absolutely, yeah. And in fact, RWPBR writes in, and I certainly hope that PBR stands for Pabst Blue Ribbon, writes in and says the Masonic secrets have been revealed. And there are three secrets about the Masons that will literally unravel their entire conspiracy. And in no particular order, here they are. Number one, the combination to the padlock on the shed behind the lodge is 333. There is nothing in there now except for an old rotary push mower with a broken wheel and a sign celebrating the 100th anniversary of our lodge from 1900, so I'm not worried about theft. Number two, the middle name of our senior warden is Mervin. He tried to tell everybody it was Michael, but I dug up his petition in the basement, and sure enough, it is Mervin. He is not talking to me now, so much for harmony in the lodge. Three, the secret ingredient of Brother Morgan's chili is cinnamon. He has been stalwart in trying to keep the secret for many years, but his wife told me at the church picnic last weekend, it's cinnamon. Wow. So it feels good to get this stuff off my chest and bring it to the light of disclosure. Well, speaking for myself, Spencer, this is ground shaking stuff here. I mean, this could change the course of the world in terms of the way religion is looked at, the way that, you know, we think of ourselves spiritually. The course of history as we know it has just been unraveled.
That's scary, isn't it? And actually, PBR stands for Professional Bull Riders. So now you know the rest of the story, to quote Paul Harvey. That's a cute post. I like that. It's rather interesting. I know several Masons, some of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet, and I have yet to see their picture behind world leaders or even behind. Well, yeah, there are a few, you know, local leaders, but that's about it. There's just, yeah, I'm not too worried about so much about that as I am the people that we've elected to office in Washington. I think they're more of a danger than the Masons are.
Yeah, to say the very least. You know, it's interesting you said that. There was a real famous cab driver here in New York, and I can't remember his name. He's obviously not that famous if I can't remember his name, but he's been in a couple movies. He's kind of well known. It's kind of like a cult following that he's got, but he's been driving a cab for something like 70 years or something. I mean, he's been, you know, certainly around the block a few times, if you get my drift. And it was great. I got him as a cab driver one time, and we got to talking, and he's got this great cab. It's all decorated, and he's got pictures everywhere and all this memorabilia and stuff, and it's almost kind of like riding around in a museum. And it was really interesting. But he was a Mason, and literally the nicest guy I've ever met, and invited me, liked me so much, you know, because I'm such a likable kind of guy, liked me so much that he invited me to the temple and said, why don't you come and sit on a meeting. And, you know, this was a few years ago, and I never ended up going. And to this day, I always wonder, you know, what it would have been like, you know, just to go and hang out and you know, be friends with this guy. And, you know, I kind of regret that I didn't, I have to say.
I'll be watching you, Doc. Going to be watching you.
Remember, the combination to the shed in the backyard is 333, yes. Spencer. So if you need to mow your lawn, it's all yours.
Sweet. I got to bring my own gas, though, probably. All right, let's jump over to the general entertainment discussion. Amazing video overlay technology for your review. This is posted by S-Mans. S-Mans posted this. Amazing video. This could easily mask any object real time with a several second delay. This amazing point is when they make the newsreader look like an old man. Now, you have to watch this YouTube video. I'm going to tell you right now, it's in Japanese, but what you see will amaze you. You're looking into a screen. The screen is it's like a TV monitor. You can see what the screen is showing, but there's a camera behind it shooting your face, and it takes reference points off your face. And just about in real time, it will make a computer-generated animation of your face. You can change your hair to whatever you want. You can change your body to whatever you want. And then you have a 3D view of this particular body doing whatever you're doing on the camera. It's neat. But that opens itself up to a whole bunch of conspiracy theory. What will they do with this later? What will they show? Will this person actually be real? Well, we're almost to that point right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, every day technology amazes me. I mean, electricity is still amazing to me. So,
Well, here, you want to see something amazing? Here's what you need to do. So, Doc, get your new wife's hairpin and walk over to the socket and hold it in your lips, and then stick it in that. No, this is sounding a little more erotic than I wanted to. Okay, so we're going to skip and go ahead and jump right in.
What you talking about? What you talking about my wife's socket for?
We're going to jump.
Crying out loud.
Yeah, we're going to jump over to the next topic, and that is the BTS Mix Screen Test.
Now, with the 20th Century Fox music.
I'm like a plethora of music beds, my friend.
And that is why we love you. This week's BTS Mix Screen Test, I think, is fairly difficult. So we'll put a point value on it at 5,000. I think, again, that's a pretty good round number here. And, again, congratulations to Silent Shadow for getting it this past week. It was Brendan Fraser of the third Mummy movie, which I'm probably not going to go see. But I'll catch it when it comes out on HBO. That's just fine. Although I am a big, what's his name? Jet Li. I am a big Jet Li.
Oh, yeah. Love Jet Li. A lot of critics said, why did you even set foot on that movie? And they, what else are you going to do? Yeah. Nothing else going on.
Well, that and a $15 million paycheck doesn't hurt either. So,
yeah, cha-ching.
Yeah, I'd pretty much step in anything for $15 million. Anyway, that's a whole different story. So here is this week's BTS Mix Screen Test. Some people call him a freak or a geek, but this actor will shine at any cost. You could say his favorite color is green, even having been in the X-Files. But hey, we all need a little poison for the system. Who is this actor? And it could be worth 5,000 points for you.
Boy, that's a tough one. All right. So everybody, make sure that you put your answer down, and good luck to you. And that does it for this edition of the BTS Mix Show. Hope you have a great week. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.